We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is The Drive on KFH.
And good afternoon, everybody. It's The Drive with Bob and Jeff. I'm Jeff Lutz. Jason Duda joins me again. What a whirlwind week it must have been for you, Jason, to be in and be out and then be back in. And are you really in? And no,
it's hectic. I don't know what's going on around here. But I have no idea.
Here's the good.
Like news. I get, you know, and we need you for this, and then no, we don't. What am I doing? Like really, what am I doing?
What are you doing?
Like I have nothing better to do
than sit around here.
Exactly.
And wait for a text from Bob Lutz, of all people?
Yeah, you got to be
and
kidding.
And one on Thursday that didn't come, I don't think.
No, I just...
Or Wednesday.
I just Donnie Baylored Thursday. What's the point?
What does that mean? You got hit by
bailed
a
out. See you later.
No, Donnie Baylor did not bail out. He was the career leader in hit by pitches.
Donnie Baylor.
Until I think Craig Biggio broke the record.
The Beege. Part of the Killer Bees?
Name the others.
Bagwell. Biggio. Oh, what is the other one?
Well, there was a couple. There was one, and then there was a better one. Well, they had Jeff Blum on.
Yeah,
the,
but it
periphery.
Was only Bagwell and Biggio the
no,
only two
it
you
wasn't.
Need to worry about. Yeah,
Derek
was.
Bell briefly.
No, see, it doesn't. They weren't there the whole time.
And Lance Berkman.
Stop,
Lance. I mean, come on.
Stop.
The guy is, he's not enlightened on the ways of society, but Lance Berkman was a heck of a...
That's a good way to throw him in. Yeah, that's nice.
Well, he's not. He's
happy
an idiot.
Days.
But he was a heck of a baseball player.
He was.
Back in the day.
He was.
Hit 42 home runs for the 2002 Houston Astros. I thought he would have been a nice selection for the Kansas and now Louisville Stars.
Oh, really?
But he didn't play for him.
Well, why not?
He's only 42 years old.
Oh, he's just in his prime.
You know what I mean?
I do.
He's no older than Chip and J.D. Drew and these guys. But you know what? We'll talk about the Kansas Stars some other time.
Fair enough.
It's football season.
It is football season.
We are going to talk some baseball today. There are some award races that are going down to the wire in both the American and National League. I want to get your opinion on who might grab those. And in particular, here they are. The National League Cy Young, the American League Cy Young, which seems up for grabs now that Chris Sale has been out with an injury, as is Trevor Bauer with Cleveland, who had a shot at it. And the National League MVP race, where several people seem to be kind of bunched together in that one. So we'll talk about that later. I'll also ask you, Jason, time permitting, we got a big show today, what your favorite type of baseball fight is. Because we've had a few. We've had a few recently.
Favorite type?
Favorite type of baseball fight. And I'll give you some examples.
Yeah, please do.
We have, obviously, the on-field brawl.
Right.
The Donnybrook. Those are our favorites, right?
Yeah, happy days.
A couple nights ago, we had an in-clubhouse fight among the Seattle Mariners.
I heard about that.
They were fighting in the clubhouse. They sent the reporters out, and they fought. Like, we're going to fight. You guys, we'll see ya. Like, this was a this was a premeditated fight.
Who is involved in it?
I heard
my
D. Gordon's
question.
Name thrown around, but we're gonna
D. Gordon. Who's he gonna beat up?
What do you mean? A little scrappy guy?
Exactly.
Who can play center field and second base?
Well, if they got to chase him, he's fine.
Exactly. And as Tommy alluded to off the air and made us aware of, the broadcasters for his club, the Detroit Tigers, Mario and Rod, they got into it. Literally a fisticuffs type of situation. And have you ever heard of an announcer fight before?
No, but I kind of like it. Wouldn't it be great if there was some video on that? Like as soon as they cut it, they go away and they've just finished up and they both stand up, take their mics off and just get at it. Like, that would be awesome to see.
What do you think could cause something like that?
You know,
like
that would be just like us. We're having a chat talking, and we go off the air, and we just have a good old brawl outside.
Well, it's happened before.
And then tomorrow when we got to come back for the show, hey, how's it going? Good. How was your day? Oh, just fine.
But that's kind of crazy, right?
I like that.
These guys, clearly, and this is a lot of information from our esteemed engineer, Tommy Thurber, they don't like each other. But they put up with each other. Do you think that's easy for these guys? You're pros.
No, it's got to be.
They've been working together forever.
Maybe that's why. A little too long. Don't you think? It's got to be something. I mean, something's had to happen.
They're dealing with a bad team.
When you don't talk to each other during a break, or you can't stand to look at the other guy, and then you come back on, or they should go into acting.
Maybe.
That might be something they need to look at. One of them's probably going to have to, because somebody's probably got to get canned from that, I would think.
Well, yeah, I would think so. They're both suspended for the remainder of the season, so we'll have literally the B team.
So no one's going to listen to the Tigers. Boy, that'll be disappointing.
Tommy. These are their TV guys. So are the radio guys moving to TV? Or?
That's what I mean. Like, what? Maybe they'll just do it old school.
Like a simulcast.
Yep. There'll be no talking. You just watch the game.
That'd be cool.
Why not?
Are you? Would you tune in to a Detroit Tigers game to hear the broadcasters or to hear nothing?
If you're watching the Tigers this year, you're just tuning in to watch the Tigers. It doesn't matter what anybody's saying.
No.
Let's be honest.
They're awful.
With all due respect again, Tommy, as he's got his Detroit Tigers shirt on.
Well.
But, yeah. I mean, but I'd like to see that. Wouldn't you have liked to seen that?
I would have.
I would have paid money to see that.
So is that your favorite type of baseball fight?
Well, right now, yes, because you don't hear about those ones.
You don't. You rarely hear clubhouse fights. You'll hear clubhouse arguments. And
There's lots of times there's fights in the clubhouse you don't hear about.
You're making me go there, Duda.
Yeah?
You must have a story. We haven't done story time with Duda all week. And you don't have to name names unless you really want to.
No.
But something has happened in a Wichita Thunder. They call them dressing rooms in hockey. You got to be appropriate because it's Canada. What has happened? Give us a scoop.
Oh, there's been a few, no question. Sometimes it'll happen in practice on the ice, just during a drill, and guys get fired up or PO'd at somebody else. And a lot of times you'll have scraps during practice.
How hard do you go in practice when it's your own team? You don't want to be like hip checking dudes, do you?
Well, it depends. A lot of these times that, you know, the ones that I remember, they were always after a bad loss. And I remember one early on. We came back from a road trip and we lost. We got hammered somewhere. We played awful. We got off the bus at like 5:30 in the morning. We practiced at 6.
Yikes!
And guys were not happy.
Was this the Derek Backstall era?
No, I think this was Wellesley.
Okay, Brian Wells.
There's a lot of Brian Wells practices like that. Let me tell you.
5:30, get off the bus and you practice at 6?
Yeah, I think we played.
Wouldn't you have killed him?
Killed who?
The coach.
No, because he holds whether you get to play or not as
it
is.
Not if he's dead.
Well, yeah, but then you go to jail. See, there's a lot of things you got
to
think about, Jeff.
Consequences.
Exactly. So, yeah, I think we were playing in Fort Worth, which would make sense because we get home around 5:30 after the game, stop for a bite to eat and head home. We got off the bus, and it was one of those, don't hang them up, put them on.
Wow.
So guys are mad because some guys, you know, that played awful. And a lot of times with this way back in the 90s, it was because guys were out drinking the night before the game and were hungover
or whatever it was. Let's be real.
Yeah, that's why we called it the Cocktail Hockey League for years.
I hadn't heard that.
And so, yeah, we had a practice at 5:30 and we had like two or three fights during that practice.
Well, I would imagine.
But here's the other thing, too. When you get those practices and they start going on for a while, and you're getting tired and you're getting really mad, one of the only ways coach will stop it is if guys start fighting because then you can't have your whole team fighting each other. That's the truth.
So you might as well get in a fight.
So if you're that PO'd, you might as well just get into a fight. Just get into a tilt.
Do practice fights work the same way as in-game fights where you kind of let the other guy know, hey, it's happening?
No, practice fights
usually just break out
because one guy's mad at another guy and who knows what it could have been for. And They just happen. And I've seen one, two, I know of three in the locker room where two guys just don't like each other. So,
yeah,
okay.
That's too bad.
Let's get at it. Let's just do it right here.
Name a couple enemies among Thunder teams from back in the day. No one's listening.
Enemies of what?
Just they didn't like each other.
It only takes once, Jeff.
Nobody's listening.
You're not getting it. That's fine, but I'm not saying it.
These guys are back in Sexsmith, Alberta.
No.
It's not going to get back to them.
No, there might be some guys still might be in town. I'm not giving you names.
But they know they don't like another guy. It's not like we're breaking news here.
Dude, no. I mean, how many times am I going to tell you?
Fine.
I'm not giving in. It's not
just
like
name
a pair
one of the guys and
no, not name, but no.
Just name the guy who was the nicer of the two.
Not a chance.
Okay.
No.
Hey, I gave it my best effort. 869-1240 is the I Got It at Tabs Locker Room Hotline. You're more than welcome to join us. Joining us on the I Got It at Tabs Locker Room Hotline today will be Mike Love at 425. You know him from the Beach Boys.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, you know him from absolutely nothing somehow. He's just in one of the most iconic bands in the history of music. But there have been a lot of guys that have gone through and the Beach Boys and
exactly.
Haven't necessarily emerged on the other side. But Mike Love has, and they're performing at the Kansas State Fair. I believe that's this month, Tommy.
Starts today.
The fair? Well, no wonder. But the Beach Boys will be out there.
Are you going?
I should.
You should go. Why wouldn't you go? Of all the people, why wouldn't you go?
We had a big debate on this show about whether the Beach Boys should be playing state fairs.
Well, I would say no, but I have no idea.
They're the Beach Boys.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I know them.
Are the Stones out there playing the Indiana State Fair? No, I mean, they're not, right?
Are the Eagles going to do that?
No. Don Henley has played a couple state fairs. But
so they have then.
No, Don Henley did.
Yeah, that kind of counts.
But the Eagles, never. I can't even. Can you?
No, I don't think.
Can you imagine Paul McCartney out there playing a state fair?
Well, what if he likes it though? What if they enjoy that environment?
Then play a different venue that's the same size. Play it. Play that venue when it's not the state fair.
But what if they want to go eat at all those great places and get some fried pickles and whatever else you can get out there, and they just like the atmosphere? So then maybe the Beach Boys are thinking, we like this stuff.
Yeah, maybe.
Never crossed your mind? Maybe they enjoy doing that stuff.
I'm sure they do. Their
that
whole life is playing music. The Beach Boys, by the way, out at the Pavilion in Hutchinson, September 15th.
Oh, you better, Mark.
A week from tomorrow.
You gotta go.
You want to go with me?
What's that? Saturday.
That's next Saturday.
Yep. Let's go.
Seriously?
Is that 10 days out?
That's 8 days out. You can't be 10
days.
Rule.
I can't do the 10 day rule. I got the 7 day rule. I'm in.
Come on.
I'm in. I just told you I'm in.
Then we're going.
As of right now, I'm in.
All right. Well, I'll plan for that until I hear differently.
Okay. Perfect.
At 4:40.
I'll meet you out there.
Or thereabouts today, Joanna Chadwick from Vibe Magazine will talk high school sports. We're into week 2 of the high school football season already. Already. I don't know if that's appropriate, but we've already had week 1, so naturally we move into week 2.
Very good.
We'll recap a little bit of week 1, and we'll roll right into week 2 with Joanna Chadwick. And at 5:40 today, a special guest for 5 questions. I don't really buy into the theory of not telling people who the 5 questions guest is, but it seems like it's a tradition, so I'll uphold that tradition.
So who is it?
I'm not going to tell you.
Well, just give me the first or last name.
Bob Smith.
Give me the last name.
The last name is Bob Smith.
No, just give me this. That's all I'm asking. It's just one name. Just give me the last name. I just want one, and I'll never ask again.
You're trying to prove a point.
I'll never ask again.
So once I say the name right now, you have to tell me who got in fights and
then,
didn't like each other.
Yeah, and then you're going to have to deal with Robert every single Friday, and you're going to have to tell everybody early.
He's not listening.
I know he's not listening. That's why I said it.
Now, I'm tempted to do this. If I say the name, will you tell us who got in fights?
No.
Okay, well, then
well, I'm not going to tell you everyone. I might give you one name.
It's not worth it.
I might give you one name.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll think about that.
Okay.
There's plenty of show left.
There is.
I got a Twitter message from Zen Man. He wants a Bobby Desjardins story from you.
Well, here's the thing. I didn't play with Bobby.
Really?
So, no, Bobby was done when before I got here. He wasn't playing here anymore. So as much as I'd like to give a story about Bobby, because I've met him and I really, really like Bobby, I really don't have any hockey stories because I never played with him. So that I cannot do.
That's unfortunate.
It is.
You're letting our listeners down.
Well, it's not the first time. You know, got to be honest with yourself every once in a while.
You do. We'll talk today some NFL. I have done for a long time. It's been hit or miss. I don't think I did it at all last year, but on Facebook, a regular weekly feature was naming the bottom five teams in the NFL as of that point. Not necessarily from that week, the five worst performances, but as of
the start of the season right now.
So week. Who are the bottom five? And we'll do that for the start of the year.
Fair enough.
And we'll also, where did that come from?
It's A, by the way.
And we'll also make some upset picks.
Fair enough.
In week one in the NFL. Upset specials. Here's the problem with picking the bottom five. Everybody's sort of good.
Well, not everybody.
Everybody's sort of good.
Like, there's like I had trouble with about three teams. I could have picked maybe six or seven, so I just went with what I thought, and that's a scary thought in itself.
I'm right there with you. As an added bonus today, we'll hear Tommy's four favorite songs in his lifetime.
I wonder how he picked those.
I don't know.
I wonder how that was.
The four favorite, his four favorite songs.
I wonder how he came up with those four. Think he was out in left field a little bit when he did that?
What are you trying? What are you
I'm just asking
Tom?
How he came up with four. I mean, Bob came up with 100. You say you got 100.
I've got 100. I can't wait to put that list together.
And Tommy only had to come up with four. I'm just curious.
Here's how I'm going to do it. I'm going to, by instinct, just looking at the song, is this in my top 50 or bottom 50 of the top 100? So I'll end up with about 50 in each column, and then I'll break that down in half, 25 to 25, 25, 25. I'll rank those, and then I have a top 100.
So you just got it set.
I think I'm ready.
Yeah, I mean, come on. If anybody can figure that out, it's you.
By the way, the music, Tommy's music today, brought to you by Bob and Luigi's 45th North and Woodlawn in Bel Air. Welcome to your new addiction, and welcome to the I Got It at Tad's Locker Room Hotline. Sam, how are you, Sam? Welcome also to our show.
Hello, guys. How are you doing? I just was, Ben, do you still play fantasy football? I had a question.
I play fantasy football a little bit. Jason, my cohort today, does as well.
Okay, I got Le'Veon Bell, right?
But don't play him.
Okay, that was my question. So then my other two choices are Duke Johnson or Ty Montgomery.
Are you in a PPR league?
Yes, sir.
Then I would go Duke Johnson. Jason, what do you think?
Yeah, I'd go with Duke Johnson, too, because chances are they're probably going to be behind playing against Pittsburgh, so they're going to have to throw the ball. He's definitely their pass-catching back out of the backfield. Ty Montgomery with Jamal Williams there. I mean, he'll catch some, but I think Williams is going to play most of the time there as it is. And Green Bay should be ahead of Chicago is my thought process.
Should they now?
They should.
Well, we'll talk about that later.
So I agree with Jeff, painfully enough. And, yeah, definitely Duke Johnson.
Well, it's just the Green Bay has a suspended running back. So
Yeah, that's Aaron Jones. But
so I thought Montgomery would get more playing time, but I'll go ahead and do what you guys. If you both
hey, it's your team, Sam.
Just wanted thank you.
As long as we don't get the blame for if that goes wrong, you got to make your decisions. We can only offer guidance, right?
Oh, that's a good way to put it. Yes, very true though.
I'm going with James Conner in a league where I do have Le'Veon Bell, and I have Kenyon Drake, and I have a couple other guys who I'm benching. But I'm going with James Conner.
Well, I tried to pick him up. I was in the draft I did on Wednesday. We're coming back in the sixth round, and I was going to take Conner just because, you know, you'd probably get to use him at least the first couple weeks.
And maybe
all year. So I was just chomping at the bit, and the guy who took Le'Veon Bell in the first grabbed him right away, about four picks before I could grab him, because I'd take him because he looked good in the preseason. I think he's going to be just fine.
He'll probably play well.
Well, if they give him, you know, I can't see them giving as much as Le'Veon Bell, but he's going
to
get a ton of work.
Exactly.
And if you get a workhorse that's going to play all three downs, you start him, doesn't matter who they're playing against.
Back to the phones. It's Adam. Hey, Adam.
Hey, Adam. Or hey, Jeff. It's Adam Suderman from The Informer.
How are you doing? You wrote the story on my illustrious father this week. I read it. It was good.
Well, I appreciate that. I was I know he's not on the show today, but I hope I didn't build up his ego too much, did I?
Well, I think that's why he's taking much of the week off, just like, do I even really need an audience anymore? I've just been exposed to a large segment of people in Derby and the surrounding area, so you may have inflated his ego.
Uh-oh, well, I hoped that would not be the case, but I hope, though, on the other side, though, that you guys enjoyed the story. I think I heard from him, it sounds like he enjoyed it, and yeah, I didn't misquote you or anything, did I?
Not that I know of. I don't remember what I said, though, so that's good. You could have put anything down on paper. I would have gone with it.
Oh, well, good. Well,
he has to say that, though, because it's not like he probably has never done it.
Come on, I always quote it accurately.
I could probably argue with that. But anyways, continue.
Yes, no, it was a lot of fun to do it, and just real quick, I was going to chime in on this minor league baseball news. You know, I think the thing that really excites me, and having talked to some family members of mine in the area, I actually, my very first baseball game that I ever went to was, I believe, the debut of Carlos Fabless when he played for the Wranglers back in like 97, 96, 97. And I just remember it being a really cool event for me as a young baseball fan, but also, or someone who enjoyed baseball, but then also just thinking about the fact that preparing to have a son of myself, thinking about getting to take him to a game and getting to see future major league stars. I think it's going to be something ultimately that will pay off in the long run.
Yeah, no doubt. And congratulations on the upcoming birth of your child.
Oh, I appreciate that. But just thought I'd chime in quick. And I hope come Monday when he gets back in, or whenever he does return, he's kind of back to be even keeled, and hopefully that wears off by the time he's back in.
Yeah, we'll try to chill him out, Adam. Thanks, and again, good work on that story.
I appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Adam. We'll see you later. Adam Suderman, Derby Informer, checking in with us today. Are you being funny about me quoting inaccurately, or do you have something?
Well, maybe we'll talk about it later.
No, we're talking about it now. This is a show the laundry. This isn't we'll talk about it off the air.
Maybe but it's just this is not the place right now, Jeffrey.
No, this is the place.
Jeffrey, I don't think I don't think this is a good time for you to hear this and everyone else.
Okay? No, it is.
No, I think we need to keep this under wraps for a little while. It'll be okay.
You're making stuff up so hard. Anyway, we'll take a break. Mike Love from the Beach Boys will join us in the next segment. Stay with us. Jason Duda is in for Bob today. I'm Jeff Lutz. This is The Drive with Bob and Jeff.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.